maybe the principle of the sugya, and then it's going to discuss some of the side issues of the vagaries. So the Yisrael of the sugya, we discussed on Monday the Machoikis Rashi and Tosfos, the two days in the appearance. It's exactly what is the case of a Kreutz Te'ina Mekenasi, the Kiknevi Geneve Sefer. And we pointed out in the Machlokes whether it's a Kinyan Mois or whether it's a Kinyan Chotzer. Rashi, I mean, the Talmud is a Kinyan Mois. Rashi called it a straight Kinyan Mois, and the Talmud says it's a Kinyan Chalik in Shogun Shom, which is saying that it's a Kinyan Mois. And the Ri and the Rina parents learned that it's a not a Kinyan Mois, but a Kinyan Chotzer. According to the Tam, according to the Riyamin of Perez, so it's a, the Gemara's Kasha is that really this is a Matona. And it's not, should not be classified as a Mecher. And according to Rashi, it should not be classified as a Mecher. Sounds like from Rashi, because the Te'enim, let's say, because it's not actionable in Beis Din. Either way, the upshot of the Gemara is that often Te'enim the Te'enotim, they're sticking the league in a Beisecha, so it's not a matter. The difference between the Ri and Rashi is whether the Lekeach has the Behemah or not. According to Rashi, the Lekeach doesn't have the Behemah. According to Tosfos, according to the Ri and Rabbeinu Peretz, Lekeach gets the Behemah. Right, that's really the difference in Metzius. So according to the Ri and according to Peretz, since the Lekeach does get the Behemah, the Lekeach gets the Behemah and the Moichah gets the Te'enim, no. So everything that's supposed to happen, happened. So why shouldn't you call it a Mechira? So he says, no, it was Soif was a Matona, because I don't have to, because the Te'enim belong to the Moicher, the Gazlan, the Ganav, even if he would not be delivering the Behemah. According to Rashi, the Lekeach does not yet get the Behemah. According to Rashi, the Kinyan Chotzer, the Behemah hasn't been delivered yet. And the Behemah, according to Rashi, the Behemah, the Bezin will not force the Behemah to become delivered. So Rashi says, this is where there's a slight difference between Rashi and the Ri. And the difference probably is, as we pointed out on Monday, is whether a Kinyan Dirabbonon, sorry, whether in Chazal must be the Kinyan, is in the Gamri or not. That's where the issue stems from. But the way that it lays itself out in our sugya is that, according to Tosfos, since the Kinyan Chotzer, everything that's supposed to happen happened, but we shouldn't classify it as a Mecher. We should classify it as a Matana. And according to Rashi, the Lekeach may never get its Behemah. Le'yermina le'ganem d'lshlim. So therefore, he should not be chayiv dalin behe. The mecher the mecher may never be enforced by Beis Din. The mecher may never take place. So since the mecher may never take place, so gonav u'mocher b'shabbos in this way would be potter. So Rava says later on, Rava Omar lo'olam kirami bar chama, that he wants to be moikim bar chama. So how is he moikim? Esna osra Torah v'yafilu bo alimoy v'yitoba le'kamon bedina v'yamrinam le'kum havlo esna. How is Rava being making over Racham? So according to Tosfos, Rava saying if the boyo and the isha, they had beer, right? And then the boyo delivers the esna. The chiyohim lo, when he gives her the esna, hachanami afal gav, right? So he's saying, even though afal gav the chikotoba le bedin le yamina la zil havla, even though if the woman would come to Beis Din and be taymeya the boil and Beis Din, so Beis Din would say, sorry, you bring the boil and Beis Din, we're going to give him a chi of misa, we're not going to give him a chi of tashlum of the esna. But came on the yarvla, if she doesn't go to Beis Din, he comes through, he teaches them the deal, he gives her the esna, so she has the esna, he got the maisa biya, right? He got the she gets the schar pu'ula, she gets the esna. Halach is, it's an esna, right? The Tosfos in Lashon of Peretz Neri, Rav is saying, so you may want to classify this as a matana, not an esna, because there's really no chiyah for him to give the esna. Nevertheless, the Torah says this is an esna. And the Torah is only kevei esna if it's done with Torah's mecha, not with Torah's matona. If it's done with Torah's matona, it's not an esna. An esna has to be that it's been coined, that it's correlated to a maisavia. The avla of the esna, the te'ein of the esna is that it represents a maisavia. If it's done with matona, it's not an esna. So Rava's teretz to Rav Pop, according to Rash, according to Tosfos, according to Peretz, according to Ri, is according to you, it's a matana, because there is no chiyuv bidei Adam to give back the esna. Nevertheless, the teretz teveya that has a lach of an esna, a chenami. Alpha gav de le inyan tashlumini tava bedina kamon le yamin is lo shlim. Afiluachi came on the kamaknele v'hafi havi mechila. Since the boyel is giving the esna because he received bia, memela it's a mechira and it's called esna. Right. So according to that's the lashon according to Tosfos. What's machlekes Rav and Rav Papa? According to Rashi, top Rashi, Ayin Aleph Min Aleph. Afilu achi ki yoev lo, chayel alei, detle iser esna, hachanami v'chul. What's hachanami according to Rashi? Afilu achi ki yoev lo. Rashi is the exact same thing. If he would not have delivered the esnan, so we would not, Beis Din would never say you mechuyev to give the esnan. It wouldn't say it. The deal's off. Beis Din would not say you have to, if he didn't deliver the behemoth, Beis Din would not say you got to deliver the behemoth. Right? Over here, Bezin will not say, you've got to deliver the Esna. If he delivers the Esna, ki yarla chayil alei, so the shame Esna schal, the tle isir Esna. Chayil alei the tle isir Esna. Hachanami, what's Hachanami? And how do you finish off Rashi? No? What's the Hachanami?
He gave him the...
So here also, if the Ganav in fact delivers to the Hema, right? What does it mean? Hachanami, right? And Hachanami, if the Ganav delivers the Behema, so then we'll say what? We will say it's a Mechira. Right? If he doesn't deliver the Behema, so then Bezin is not going to make him deliver it. If he does deliver it, right? Tosfos would say, once he delivers it, so you see the Torah says that it's a mecher, not a matana. So the Pernod wrote, I have to figure out what's the machlokes of Rapapa. Alright? So according to Rashi, it's not so different, right? According to Rashi, once the Boyel gives the behema, so the Torah says it's an Esna. See, also, once the Ganav delivers the Behema, so we're going to say that he delivered the Behema, he should be Chayv Dalad Behe. So Shaila is, first of all, what's the Machlekes Rav? What's Rav saying? How is he moving on from Esna? How does he understand? The question was, what is he being koyveya from Din of Esna? Sounds like that Rav Papa's masking the Din of Esna. That's apparently the Chuliyama. And once he's the Din of Esna, apparently Rav says from Esna I can derive something that's relevant for our case. And Rav Papa says, no. From Esna you cannot derive something that's relevant for our case. We have to figure out what is Rav deriving and what's Rav Papa rejecting. Nope.
Can't be that only once, according to Rashi, that only once he gives the stolen object over, then it's a mecher, because that's not even, it's not the same time as the Chil Shabbos anymore. So the whole Kamlai thing we wouldn't be proving that the Patur comes from the Chil Shabbos.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it just meant that you see that if, before we thought, since it's impossible for Beis Din to enforce this, mm-hmm. So that makes it impossible for it to be a mecher. And we're just proving from Esnan that since the possibility of making it of handing it over still exists, Bitoras Mecher, therefore still considered a Mecher now. Just like the possibility of giving an Esnan still exists, even though Esnan would be Mechayev need to do it. So, but it would still be an Esnan if he gave it over.
According to Rashi, who's going to give it over later? Maybe it's given over. The fact. When the Lekeach gives over the Behema, so he's giving it over thinking that it was Konei Loi B'Shas Akita Sateinim. What you're saying is correct. The Kinyan cannot be, how do you look correct? The Kinyan cannot be B'Shas Mesira. Right? The Kinyan has got to be B'Shas Akita Sateinim. Right?
That's what it sounds like, but also. It's Kamakni Loi B'Hachi.
What's that?
The Gemara sounds that way also. Kivin to kamakni la b'hachi hafi mechira. Sounds like we already he's kamakni him something already.
Okay. But it'll be b'shas and correct. B'shas like he's a statement. Jeremy.
We thought that the kinyan mechira, if he is going to write the kinyan damim, so then it shouldn't matter whether he hands over the animal on the end of the day or not.
Right.
By that time, there's no kinyan.
Dafkin, love Dafkin. They make a deal. So then Bishar Pa'ula, she's kind of the Vayman. Could be the same thing. Bishar Pa'ula, what is it? Right? Bishar Pa'ula is kind of she's kind of the Vayman.
So, but yeah, it's
telling
me that's not
what to get it over. It sounds like Kiyob Lechai Lulei. Look, what are you saying?
Yeah, you could say that really what Rav is trying to show us is that even though, and Rashi also is, even though Beis Din can't enforce this Eston, that the Baal is not chayv to give the Eston, but if he does, he's still able to have a chalos of the Eston, the chalos of Eston is able to be chal, so too Hachanami by the case of the Mechira, so even though Beis Din can't enforce the Mechira at all because of Kimle B'Dramine, still, we can say the Mechira is Chal with all the.
So, how does that happen? Right, so that's the Nusach of the Chazon Ish. Machlokes Rav Papa and Rava is the enforceability of Beis Din a crucial aspect in the Chalos Kenyan. Yeah, that's a mahalach that we could develop. If you remember when we learned Kedusha, called the Mekadesh and Daita Birbana Mekadesh. The Chassam Sofer says that every single kinyan is a kinyan contingent upon the Heskim of Chazal. The Chazal are like a silent das of every single kinyan. Called the Mekadesh and Daita Birbana Mekadesh. Right, and that's why Chazal came mafkiyah kinyanim. Right, Mara says, does that mean that every maizus says, yeah, Chazal can make him to a maizus? Our Chazal, so Gemara says, called him a kani, he doesn't have a kani, he says, he made it after. Sometimes it said, after, based on after means that based on approval is implicit in every single kinyan. When they state that they're not approving, the kinyan talk is mit parer. So that could be the machlekes. That's at the Chazon Ish on Pshat in the machlekes of Papa and Rava. Right? Let's instead of jumping, which of the Rishonim clarify exactly what's going on? No. Which of the Rishonim spell out how to Pshat, at least give us on the road to understanding the machlokes Rav and Papa. So what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, "Av al gab the loyim bevaydizara, the koi last line in Ayin Beis, the koi esman bechatzera, mitam zel lihoyon nesa." Even though the oikimta in bevaydizara is that the behemah is already sitting in the chotzer of the zayna, so it's not entirely parallel to our case. According to, so therefore it's similar, according to Tosfos, it's similar, because Tosfos says the behemah is already sitting in B'chotzer, in B'chotzer. Mitam zeh lehoya nesa, v'lehoshet esna, elamatona ba'alma. So Tosfos says, mamish parallel, Tosfos really walks you through this. Just like in our case, the concern is, that's what Rav is saying to Rav Papa. Rav Papa, what did you cave into? What was the cash of your Makabal? Your Makabal, this is a Matana and a Mech. Right? He has the Te'enim, he has the Behemoth, it was a Matana. So it's not Gonav Umachar, it's Gonav and Nasa Matana. Senach Hanami, Halach is Alevei, but that's not Pshat in the Mishnah. I'm trying to embrace it. So Tosfos says, Rav found an exactly parallel case. Apple got the right to the desert, the Koi Esther the Chatzir, the Tanze, Loi Hoyo Nesa, the Loi Choshev Esna, Kelomatana the Oma. The Mamish parallel. The Eker time of the Esna, Kiramasik, Hacha Mishum, the Koyovle, Habe Esna. So he says, what makes an Esna? The fact that the Zayna has it. It's an Esna. Right? And the parallel is supposed to be the fact that the Lekeyach has it, that means the Ganav is Meicher. That should be the parallel. The Tosfos says, no, that doesn't make any sense. Right? You can tell me that the Bailus of the Esna of the Zayna creates an Esna. But you can't tell me that the Bailus of the Lekeyach creates a Meicher. Is that correct? So the Tosfos says, Perish. Kevan shetzurach l'seis la l'seis yedei shemayim. Afilu lo yaya oimei dechatzera. Choshet esna. Veloi matona. Achenami havyim mechiva. So Tosfos says, and this helps with Rashi also, that the Hachanami need not be a Mesira necessarily. Tosfos says, what is really the active, what's working over here? Well, what's the active Mahalach over here? It's not Stam that he gave it over. Alright, so he gave it over, finished. Next week he gave it over to Esna, to Mechira, Vaitre. No, Tosfos says, when he gave it over, when the Boyel gave it over to the Zayna, so the Boyel gave it over because he wanted to be Yotze Yedei Chiyuv Shemayim. Right? So that means the following. Then Rav was pointing out to us, we have to figure out what Rav Papa's Chayim. But Rav apparently said, if this is going to be called an Esnan, and an Esnan has to be, an Esnan must be that something's been given over because of a Maisidia. Otherwise, not an Esnan. And you'll tell me it's a matana, it cannot be an Esna. An Esna must be a quid pro quo for Maisavir. The Sulak Quran was in bringing an animal that was a quid pro quo for Maisavir. Matana is not a quid pro quo, can't be. So what must it be? Well, Basin is not going to tell you to give it over. Right? So Taisha says Rav only is one more option of explaining this din. And that is, Bezin will not force it over. But Kapi Shemaya, the Maisa Bia was Machayim and Esna. So Kapi Shemaya is a quid pro quo Kapi Shemaya. And a quid pro quo Kapi Shemaya is enough to make it into an Esna. So Rava says, but the Torah calls an Esna a Mecha. Right? Not simply an assignment. It's not simply said because they said a Dibur Ba'alma. No, it has to be a mecher. So Tosfos says, you see that when I act upon a chiyuv yedei shemayim, al pidin, that can be considered a mecher. So he says, hachenamim mechiyuv, hachenamim, that's the lush, hachenamim mechiyuv. Hachenamim ba'aseichem es apoyelim, v'chayim l'itein l'tzeis yedei shemayim. The Omer Hosam Achaisim is a parva v'doshbo loikim u'mishalm dalit kabim l'parva v'kim u'kabim l'chamor u'parach v'kayim b'londein loikim u'mishalim u'mishani rova esnan osra teira afilu bo'alimoy. Right? This is a tremendous kasha against Reb Chaim. Because Reb Chaim was one who said in Shimachalik between meis u'mishalim and loik u'mishalim. Meis u'mishalim means that there's no chiyuv b'chlal. Loik u'mishalim means there's a chiyuv that basically cannot be poyel on it. You see the Tosfos hold that the two are, and this likud alone is in parallel. So u'mishani rava esnan osra Torah atilu v'alima. So Taisha says, what's Rabbi answering? Almost the same discussion, only it's for Leiko Mishalim. The person rented the parah, and the shas that he did the schiras on the parah, he did an Iser Malkus. So the Gemara says, like u'mishalim, v'kamen de'ein like u'mishalim, u'mishani rava. The rava says, esnan osra teira afilu ba'alimai. So what are we going to say? The komle ben rabbi minei, komle ben rabbi minei is mechayiv tashlumin. So Taisha says that you can't say. And this is what Rashi spells out in Bavim Tzialos Tzadiyah. So the pshat of it there is that there's a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim mishalim, right? And then he says, and that's the way to explain the in Sanhedrin Ayin Beis. The question is, he'll ask me a kasha, right? Obviously, you'll see in a moment. Mishnah asks kasha. Rava was not, did not accept a payment, which according to Tosfos should have been a payment that was liable to him through Chiv Dini Shemayim. So he says, no, he says, Sheim Oyom Achzim Enon Mishum Shem Subur Shechayom La Achzim Enon. Rabbi was Mekavut because it would be Mekachtos. If they would have come over to him and said, Rabbi, I'm Chayim to pay Dini Shemayim, Rabbi would have taken it. But they came over saying, we think we're Chayim to pay Dini Odom. So Rabbi said, that'd be, that's Gezel then. Taking money, we should, not Gezel, but I'm taking money you don't really want to give me. They shouldn't say it. That's Tosfos. Alright, so now let's figure it out. So Tosfos explains us Rava. Rava's Teres Rapapa is, from Esnan Zaino, I learned a Yesoy. Right? From Esnan Zaino, the fact that Esnan Zaino applies even to a B.S. Erva. So I learned a Yesoy. What's the Yesoy that I learned? Tosfos say the Yesoy is, that legabe komle midrava minei, there still exists a chiyuv klapei shmaya. Once a chiyuv klapei shmaya, and he learns two yesoids. Number one, a chiyuv klapei shmaya exists, and the chiyuv klapei shmaya can be called a mecher. I don't need a chiyuv in the odom to be called a mecher. So. Memela, if a person is gonav umochar with a chilul shabbos deraisa, so even though I'm not mechuyev to pay, komle ben rabba minei, nevertheless, klapei shemaya, the ganav still has to pay the behema. He took the tehinim, has to pay the behema. So memela, it's a mecher, klapei shemaya, gonav umochar, potter, the Dalad Bay, because of Komle Rami on the Dalad Bay. Alright? What did Rapapa say to all of us? Where does Rapapa jump ship with Rava? Look, what would you say?
Rapapa would say if it's not quid pro quo in Bedina Yadim, so then it's not here. So does so the fact that so Kimli Bedra Rami says that now there's no quid pro quo. Dine Adam. So now you can't tell me this is really impure at all.
Right? So you're suggesting that Rav Papa is Makabel rather than Allison's the best man's Zaina. Right? He's even Makabel. What does that mean? He's Makabel that Klapei Shmai can create a Mecher. No? But that's where he jumps in.
Right, no, I think that's where he would jump. I think he would say, if you can't enforce the Mechira, if you can't enforce the Esnan in this world, or through Beis Din, so then it's not, and you can't call it a Mechira.
Oh, so you think he'd be a felik in the whole Raya?
Yeah.
So that's not that to be hard to say. Okay. Alright, it sounds like, rather the presentation the Gemara is, sounds like the Olam Kerechama, Esnan Zerotar, Afil of Alimoy, that seems to be. That seems. I think this is what we're trying to point out. Nope. What did you say? Give me your first name.
Yaakov.
Yeah,
Rav Mitzia's last section, there's a few answers Rav Mitzia. So it could be that Rav Papa.
Say it again, so then?
Rav Mitzia, it could be that Rav Papa holds up Rav Papa answers. So it's not Luchrach that he has to hold Rav's answer. Because in the case of Soichar Poro, the answers for his going after every man and things like that, and that Gemara over there. So couldn't Rav Papa hold it? It's not Luchrach that he has to hold this sort of Rav.
Right, so the question is, so where is he, what in the Kud is he Cholik on?
That's the thing, if we go like what we just said.
He'd be Cholik on the Essence and all together.
Right, it could be that, it's a possibility, it's not that we look right to hold that. So if we have either the two points that Ray just mentioned.
I don't think more than the Cholik is an Essence and Zayn though.
There are a few possibilities
of answering the Paruch Asuma.
Yeah.
So that's correct. It could be under. So that's what I want to figure out. Right? The Prophet happens to say, "My Shemesh Yisrael Chayim Ben Ased." Almost very lucky. But I still have to figure out where Rav Papa and Rav part ways. Right?
All right, we could just say what was just said.
No, so you should say that he's calling on the case of Esther and Zayin altogether. I don't think so. I think the din of Esther and Zayin, afil baal imoy, I think that there is makabel. Tosfos points out here also. So there has to be some point, I think, after that. I mean, you're right, it's obviously chayli from this marvim as well. The point is, what's the nekudas ha-machlokes? I don't think that we can say the nekudas ha-machlokes is on whether the esnan zayin for erev is an esnan zayin. I think Tosfos says no, that everybody has to make kavanah. No, what would you say?
I assume from the Gemara's previous lines, again, I don't know if Rav Papa necessarily said the Halalitza de Abba Yehudah, but presumably would agree with that logic literally because he followed after and saying Ella. But it could just be that he himself doesn't hold that it's a clear, that even if it's a Fehler Shemayim, it's not considered, that that's not enough. On that point of, you know, whether it's granted or it's a Fehler Shemayim.
So what point of the part ways then?
So what the part ways is that Rebbe holds that once if there's an obligation on Shemayim, you can still call them up here.
And Rebbe? Rebbe
says it's not up here.
So what's the Essen Zona though?
Well, it's impossible to nuance in terms of why the implication is different. By Essen Zona, since the whole effect of the Essen is on Shemayim, meaning the effect that it is going to Mikdash, so that therefore a Fehler Shemayim is enough to...
So you could say it's unique than an Essen Zona. Esnan Zayna, the quid pro quo, is what creates the Esnan. Right? Rava says, Machlaikas, if ever a problem could be an Esnan. Could be an Esnan. Says Esnan creates for us a chiddush that we can apply to other halachas. Rav Papa would say, the din of Esnan is, once the quid pro quo, once on some level, the Adam Din Yishmaim doesn't matter. This behema is a behema that was given. Say it was given to Chiyya B'dini Shemayim. Right? So Esnan, if the Behema was given to Teyra's Chiyya B'dini Shemayim, it's an Esnan already. It's a Teyeva. It's Chav B'dini Shemayim. It's still a Maisaviyya. But that doesn't mean that it's necessarily a Mechira. Rava says that have you Mechira. The only way to have an Esnan is that the quid pro quo is to be created by Dinei Adam. So Rava holds, once it's a Chiyuv Klapei Shemayim, so then there is a Mecher by Dinei Adam. It has an impact by Dinei Adam. And the Papa would say, in the case of Esnan Zoyna, a Chiyuv by Dinei Shemayim creates an Esnan. And Rav Papa may even say that there is a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim legabe the gneiva, but the chiyuv b'dinei shemayim does not necessarily translate into anything to the other. Right? That is a machlokes we show in Bava Metzia, where it comes in the nafka mina l'dina. This is not exactly what the Ksoi says on Simon Chavaches. Not exactly. Is by tfisa. Whenever there's a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim, if a person is teifus, groma, has seicher eidei sheker, in Bava Metzia it's hachzara ribis derabbanan. The person collects ribis derabbanan, and then the loyva is teifus the money back. A person is seicher eidei sheker, that's the case of the tzeisis and the chavches. Reuven is seicher eidei sheker and causes me a hefsed of $500. I go into Reuven's and I grab Reuven's used laptop, $500. Now will Bezin be goyver the laptop from? Right? He was mazik me. I did groma. He's chayiv b'dinei shemayim to pay me. Now, Bezin will not force him to pay me. It's on the Shema. I'm Teufis. Will Bezin now insist I give back the $500 laptop? It's Machlokes B'Shoyim. That could be the machlekes of Papa and Rava according to Tosfos. Less man the poly that there's a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim, whether it's esnan zayna or whether it's the ganav and the moicher, the ganav and the kenev. Does the chiyuv b'dinei shemayim translate into a mechira? So Rava learns from esnan zayna, yes, it translates. And Rav Papa says no, that's a mechunishik than esnan zayna. You cannot build on that for any other din. Right, that could be one way of looking at it. That's a possibility. Right? The Nekudas HaMachlekes is there's a Chiyav, and we know there isn't, we know there's a Machlekes, we should know about it. Right? The Machlekes Sois and Mashal is a little bit different. The Machlekes Sois Marshal. Don't write this down now, because I want to fit into the Rishonim. But this you see the difference. The Machlokes says, Mashal Simcha says, is that we learn from our sugya that every single case of Beis Din not being able to collect is that a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim. The Tzoyis takes it for granted. And the Marshal, that Chiyuv B'dinei Shemayim means that Tfisa's Ma'anim. The later Achronim asked the Kasha on this Tzoyis, why the Tzoyis made this assumption. Chiyuv B'dinei Shemayim, Tfisa's Ma'anim. It's Achlegis Mishayim. That's the big tumult amongst the Sfarim. Right. But the Marshal and the Tzoyis and the Marshal are being Chaylik in something a little bit different, a little bit more broad. And that is, every time that there's a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim, every time Beis Din is stymied from being able to collect, does that mean that Beis Din is a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim? So the Tzoyis is being arrived from our sugya. So the Tzoyis is learn a little bit differently than what we're saying right now. Alright, so let's hold off for a moment. But the first Mahalakh was suggesting, what's clear and what's not clear? What's clear is that Tzoyis says chiyuv b'dinei shemayim. That's Rav's argument. It's not before the Gemara over here. Sounds like that sounds like what Tosfos says over here, but Rashi says over here. So it's clear is that Tosfos holds Pshat and Rav is clear. Pshat and Rav is that Rav is learning from Esnan Zayna that there's a Chiyuv B'dinei Shemayim in Esnan Zayna, that the quid pro quo must be a genuine quid pro quo, cannot be one that's created in my mind. And then Rava says, I see from here that a quid pro quo created b'dinei shemayim is a valid quid pro quo, it's a valid mechira. So now that in Esnan it creates an Esnan, and in the case of the Te'edin it creates an obligation in a shemayim to come through with the Te'edin and the Zen. So Rava says, that is, therefore, it's a mecher klapei shemayim. Where a Papa jumps ship, very possibly, he says that's a mechunish din esan zayin, which we can understand. Now the rabbi put in terms of karbonis, you can understand it. Right? And you cannot base on esan zayin. It's a machleik is an esan zayin. Rava says esan zayin must be a mecher. And Rav Papa says, no, it can be a quid pro quo, which is not a mech. That's the machlokes. Alright, that's it. Makes the machlokes the most limited. Alright? Now, we have a sheet, we need to open the sheet. Sheet of quotes in the Eerie. The way that we finish up the sugi is not an asset mukhra, by the way. Alright? And we took the most limited way of making the machlokes. Right? But it's not Mukhra. A Papa could jump ship a step later. I just want to point it out. Logically, when it's not Mukhra. We said Rabba's Mukhra. But Rav Papa could have said that Rav Papa could have said what Dov said initially. That every that he like the Sefer Marshal said, that we learn from this, and Zayin others takachiyav b'dinei shemayim, right? But there's a chiyav b'dinei shemayim create a mecher b'dinei yada. In other words, the machlekes of Papa and Rabba could be the global din of the Tzais and the Marsha. Every time the Chidin Nishon, the Bedin Nishon, does that translate in any way at all the Olam Shalom? Right? That's machlekes of the Tzais and Marsha. Right? The Marsha says that it applies every single place. And other friends say, no, it could be a special din Nesna. Right, so that could be, you know, in conjunction with established. So the first malach we said is the most limited. Says the listener of the Meiri, almost everything we says is we said already, just want to die in one word. The Meiri says, if the mother would come and tevei the behemoth from her son who's baala, we would not be mechayev him because Eidon makes mishalim. The afal became in nos neilav leechreyach beizdin cholalav shem esan menesa. Nevertheless, like Rashi, if he actually delivers the behema, cholalav shem esan menesa. In the shita, it's the second last paragraph in Ayin Amud Beis. Listen to this lashon. This is what I'm redacting. The next four words. Mikan lomnu ktsas meforshin. V'ho she'amarnu ein odam meis u'mishalei. That whenever we say, kom lei min rabaminei, she'bedinei shemai mikol mokim chayim. She'im lei kein, ein ze esn elamaton ba'om. Mikam Londu Nixas Meforsh. Right? So Meiri is saying, so some Meforsh, some of the Rishonim, now derived from this Sugya that every time there's a Kom Levin Rabbinay, there is a Chiyah Bedinay Shemai. Because otherwise, it's going to stay Amatana. And that's why they learned in Bav Mitzvah the same din that is midine that is chayav midine shemai. Right? So it doesn't mean we can't long with tzas meforsh. Right? It means that there are other ways to finish up the sugya. Right? We can't long with tzas meforsh means that Tosfos learned from our sugya. Tosfos learned from our sugya this holy sugya that. There is a chiyav b'dinei shemayim, and the yisoid he learned is that whenever there's a kom lei min rabaminei, there still is a chiyav b'dinei shemayim. Right? So Tosfos says the Rava proceeded to make a yisoid of kom lei min rabaminei, maintains the chiyav b'dinei shemayim. Right? That is called the mecher. In the case of Ganon, it's also Kom Le Rabinei, and so it's still going to be called a Mecher. Right? And what in the Kud is Rapop would be Chalik on? It could be Chalik in the Yisoy. He could all the Kom Le Rabinei. There is no Chiyav Mecher, right? There is no Chiyav B'nei Shemayim, like the Tzais and the Marshal. Not clear. Right, but it's clear for the Meiri that there are other ways of finishing up this sugya. This is one malchum. It could be other malchum as well. Right. And the fact is that, let's say, if we would follow so what would be another mahalach? Right? Yeah. I'm not sure. Not necessarily. I'll come in a moment. There could be another way in which you can finish up the sugya. Maybe he's saying that it's not even mukhrach to say that it's a common rabbi name. And then the reason why the I'm hesitant to say what you're saying, Yaakov, is because the Me'ir rejects the Chachmah and Sefasim because it has a different gears altogether. So that's why I was noted to say that there's another way to learn in the sugya, in our sugya. Like we could learn. Go ahead.
Is it so clear that it could be that Rav is really controlling with Papa mean?
Yeah.
I mean, we're presenting it now is that Rav Papa was anticipating what Rav was going to say.
That's where we're going then.
I'm just curious. It could be that Rav is disagreeing with the Yisod of Rav Papa's thing.
Right.
So I'm not sure.
The Yisod being what?
I don't know what his Kiddush is, but it sounds like Rav has to give another answer because he's not satisfied with Rav Papa is.
No, Rav Papa said. I mean, the Republic accepts the idea on Mechira Namilav Mechira. Right? Came the Chitavale Kama Medina Lev Min Alei Zil Shlim the Mechai V'Nafshi on Mechira Namilav Mechira. Right? So Rabbi responds, according to what we're saying right now, Rabbi responds by saying, no, it is a Mechira. Why? Because there is a, because of Dini Shemayim. Right? So it will be another mahalach. The other mahalach will be based on the chiddush of the Machane Ephraim. What was the chiddush of the Machane Ephraim? What bothered the Machane Ephraim? Machane Ephraim was bothered by, in the beginning of the sugya, he says, what is Mechayiv, this, Mechayim is a chiddush. What's his chiddush? Any time that a person provides something and there was a toss in providing it, so Mechayim said we should learn from our sugya that the mecher is not the good mecher. Let's say the case of Nachan Ephraim, I think, is where I sell you something and you waive a loan because of that. Alright? You owe me money and I sell it to you and I say, you owe me $1,000 and I say, hey, take this for $1,000. Alright? So now I waive the loan and I sell you something so that you waive the loan. Right? So the Machane Ephraim, so what happens if we find out afterward that the loan was betos? That I paid back some time ago. What if we find out that the check bounced? Right? So Machane Ephraim says that nevertheless, the mecher is chal, and you owe me money. Right? There was a toss in the Tanai. Right? I sell you. You know the Machane Ephraim's case, clear? You lend me $10. Right? So I owe you $10. So I say, you know what, I owe you $10. You money for the loan, I'll sell you this tomorrow. I'll sell you the tomorrow. Instead of giving me $10, you money for the loan. Right, sounds good. Good. Next, we find out the loan was a toss. That you go through your checkbook and you realize that I paid back the loan already. Now, is the mecher no longer a valid mecher? So Machane Ephraim says you would think, based on our Gemara, that it's not a valid mecher anymore. Right? Because the I thought I was getting Te'enim for this Te'ema. I'm not getting Te'enim for this Te'ema. I stole the Te'enim. And Basin will not make me pay for the Te'enim. I got the Tainim through the halacha of Kol Levin Rabbi Mine. Right? So the Mele, the Mecher, is not a good Mecher. Right? So Mechon Ephraim says, but no one ever claims that in the Gemara. What they claim in the Gemara is that Bezin will not, cannot be Mechayim. Now we just learned Achate Shabaya Mechayim. Right? So Mechon Ephraim says, but why doesn't it say that there was a toss over here? Right? They should say, I thought I was getting to Einim and giving you a behema. There's a huge toss. Why does the Gemara say that the Chikot Tovalei Kama Medina we talk about Kamin Ramine? The Gemara should say, once we introduce Kamin Ramine, there's not much a toss over here. So there's no Mecher, the Mecher's off. So Mechon Ephraim says, no, you see the Mecher's on. And Mechon Ephraim paskins, in this case that we said, this the Gemara is sold, right? And you have to pay $10 for it. And you can't come to Beis Din and say, no, I was paying her because I wanted to be to get rid of a loan. And you can claim it. And the Mechon Ephraim would probably say that you could prove that the only reason you made the Mecher was because of the loan, the tackle we would. But if you can't prove that, the sale is still on. Why? So Mechon Ephraim says, very important you say to me. He says, because the das makna was that you wanted the Gemara. The das kaina was that you wanted to pay $10 for it. There was a tenai over here that the $10 are not going to be cash, it's going to be a mechila salva. But the das makna and kaina is that you wanted to sell the big place. That is the chayra chiddush. How does it disagree with that? With my das makna to buy and sell the Gemara to a specific kind of kinyan or not? So Pashtun would say that's part of das makna of a kinyan to buy and sell the Gemara via kinyan via using certain funds. We spelled it out. So now when the kinyan is no longer a kinyan, so should we know das makna of a kinyan, right? So Machane Francis, that's the case. The Gemara is a non-starter. That's Machane Vekoina was that I'm going to sell you a behema and you're going to be like it to aid him, and because I'm letting you pick my to aid him and keep them, I'm getting you a behema. Right? Comes Tatius and says, you know what's really happening? What's really happening is I'm stealing your to aid him, I'm holding on to them, the Papa's Lashon, the Rabbi Perez's Lashon, and I'm not paying because Basin can't get it from it. So I stole this guy's behema, and now I stole this guy's tainim. Right? So it says the Tosfos, and you know what? It turns out to be a matana. What do you mean? We should unravel the whole thing. The whole deal's off. Right? Because you're getting behema, I'm getting nothing for it. Says the Machane Ephraim, says no. Why isn't the whole deal off? Why isn't the whole thing unraveled? Because yesterday you wanted a behema and you wanted to aid him. Today you have your behema, you have your tenant. So Beis is going to tell you that it was a common bit of drabamine and it was a matana and we can't get it out from you. Nachman Ephraim says, you got your tenant. You got your behema. That's what you wanted. That's my, that's when it was satisfied. The Iker Das Magna Das Koine was you wanted something and he wanted, you both got it. So therefore it's Kal. It's the Kiddush. He says, Fetna Gemara. He learns this, he says, Fetna Gemara. So I was wondering, maybe this is in the Kudus and Machalikis over here. Maybe that's what they part ways. Right? Maybe Rava says, we learn a Yesoi from Esnan Zoyna. We don't learn a whole new Yesoi that Komle and Rabbi Minei is the Chiyim B'dinei Shemayim and Chiyim B'dinei Shemayim is a Mecher. No, maybe we learn it in Machane Ephraim's Yesoi. The Elis wanted a behema. The Boyel wanted beer. He was wanted to provide a behema for the Bia. She wanted a behema for the Bia. And when the day's over, she got a behema, he got his Bia. Now, we tell him, we explained to him, you should think for a moment that you gave a bema for the bia. What really happened is that you're chayav misa for the bia, and therefore you're the behema is a matana b'alma. No, we don't say that. Why not? Rav will learn from the Yisoyah, the Esna and Zayna, that when it comes to Nechira, Das Magna Das Kaina, the end result of Das Kaina Das Magna will determine whether the Mecher was a Mecher. The Pilpul, that's a Pilpul, that's Bezen, that's Lomnus, that's a Yeshiva. But was it a Mecher? Did the Kaina get what he wanted? Did the Magna get what he wanted? Yes. That's it. Very, very well about it. That's a Chiddush. So I was wondering, that could be where Rav Papa and Rav jumped in part ways. Rav says from Esther and Zayin, I learned the Chiddush Din, that I will now apply to Chosh and Mishpat. Mach and Ephraim's Din. Right? Rav Papa's not a Kabbal. Rav Papa says, you got to look at the what's going on with the Alpiemis. Right? Alpiemis is, there's no Mecha. And you got your Te'enen B'teres Kom Amrinei. You got your Maisen B'teres Kom Amrinei. So it's conceivable, right? Well, again, what we're simply pointing out is that the Pshat Ha'oila from the Tosfos, the Me'iri says, Yeshe Lomdu Mikan. It means it's not Mukhra. And it's conceivable to me that the other Mahalach is what we call the Machan Ephraim's Chiddush. Because Soif, that's what the Machan Ephraim learns from the Sugya. And Soif, that could be, needn't be. The Machan Ephraim may claim that Rav Papa's Makabal is Yisoyif, right? Machan Ephraim may say that the Rav Papa's price went at a different point. Right? So it may not be the Pshat of the Sugya, according to Machan Ephraim. It's a oil, it's a Zayde Gedin that comes up from the Sugya. Right? Hold on for a moment. I'm going to finish up with what Yaakov went up before. So the Me'iri goes on to say the following. V'chach me'atzerfasim nechachim b'zu shita acheres loymar she'af beizen mechayim en lei esnan. Me'iri says a whole new mahalach. Me'iri says that the way to learn that there's apparently a little bit of a different girsa, and the girsa says me Armin and Lay Zil Slim Vada Armin and Lay Zil Slim. Right, Rava changes the premise of the sugya. Rava says we learn from Esnan Zayna that Bezen is Machayivim to pay. Bezen is Machayiv the Boyel to pay the Esnan, and the Melev Bezen would be Machayiv him to pay the Te'enim and the Beim as well. What happened to Komlei Med Rabbeine? Komlei Med Rabbeine says the Chokmei Tzerfasim is where do we learn the din of Komlei Med Rabbeine? Legabei Misa V'Tashlumim. The Im Lo Yia Onais. Right? Shalim Yishalim Lo. So he says a Chiddush. Kom Lei Med Rabbeine in the Zikin is pattering up a person from paying. But Kom Lei Med Rabbeine in a negotiation, in a contract, does not patter up a contract. Does not patter up a Das Mag Das Kain. Parenthetically, what we had this Chiddush before? Between Nezikin and contractual das. Sound familiar? Where be in Kiddushin? Show the Kesem and Kesem. Right? The Tosfos over there. The Tosfos in Ramban. The Show the Kesem and Kesem. The Chiddush will gather all the Imamas. Is it only the Gabi? The Zikin and the Dias Eved, but when it's contractual, and then the Chiddush Shav Kesef Kesef. It's exactly the Chiddush. So over here, the Chachmei Tzerfasim are saying that when anything is done Derech Tanai Masa Umatam Kigoyin Esnan Ukigoyin Chaytim Farah, So he was mekabel upon himself something. So the Torah does not unravel the chiyuv. That's a yisoyim, right? A tremendous yisoyim to say that komleim and rabbi minei does not unravel chiyuvim moment. I mentioned yesterday, as a 2 days ago, that the kovitz and chelik base pointed a machloekis to Shem. Who's the same machloekis? Okay. Right? Komleim and rabbi does not unravel das mak and das kain. Again, it's not so much different from the Machne Ephraim, but it's not quite the same. Go ahead.
What's the Mishnah saying about Machne Ephraim? What does it probably do with Essen Zona?
What do you mean?
Apparently, Essen Zona, we see that.
No, I think he would review the whole Yisrael. I would suggest he would go to the whole Yisrael.
He would be in the Zona office.
Then again?
What would a prophet do? The same. The rabbis would be Machadish Hazel.
He would say yes, and Zayin is it should not teach you halachas and Mechel Chomemka, probably. Mati, what were you saying before? Sorry. It's conceivable that the Rambam in the Machne Ephraim. Possible, very possible, because the Rambam seems to have that nusach. The Rambam says that my time makoni shavi esnan us retire back rava va filu gali boy miyas vilo esnani kevan de betoiras hachi yavlo es, because he gave it to her as an esnan, so it's called vizachiva the ila izachiva lav esnanu the mayas back rava hachanami kevan de omale lo nechali de tikna elava hachi amizvina. He says, I want the borrow for the tainer. So since he makes that deal, they came with this vina and it was so good day to chamina l'chayim to shlumim baba chamisha. So it's a good sale. So maybe you should become chayim baba chamisha. So we say no, that it's because of kol mamina. So l'chayim, what I'm suggesting is the three l'chayim and three malachim in the Mishnah over here. How to finish up? What is the chiddush of Rava? Everybody holds that Rava comes with the din of Esnan Zoyna. And I'm assuming that everybody holds the din of Esnan Zoyna. The Machlekes Rava Rapapa is what do you build out of the din of Esnan Zoyna. Right, that's the Machlekes. So you look over three shittas in the Mishnah. Shita number one is that the Tosafot says that we machanish a din that in the zechi of klapei shemayim, the face of shemayim, so that does create a din of nekach u'memkar. And Rav Papa, we can't say with certainty, Rav Papa may disagree and say, no, Esnan Zayna is a different kind of din altogether. where we take this din of Rava, that's a machlekes Rishonim in the Shach and the Marsha, the Shach Marsha and the Ksatz. Right? Do we now say that in Kom Leiv and Rava Minei there remains a Chiyuv B'dinei Shemayim? Or do we say that whenever Beis Din is somewhat prevented from enacting a din, there remains a chiyuv b'dinei shemayim? That's the machlokes Marshal and Tzais. How far we take this? Is it mamash a global din that applies to every time Beis Din can't like Brahma, or is it a din only in Kamei Meraminah? And the nafkamina will be Tfisa. That's one mahalach. Alright? Mahalach number two is the Ramah. And the Ramah might be the alternative which the Shita suggests. And that is, the way I'm suggesting it, I think it's the Machan Ephraim, is that Rava learns from our din and you saw it in Nekach u'Memkar. That Nekach u'Memkar is determined by the whether a mechir is effective, is the das machna das koine, the ultimate goal is accomplished, it's called mechira. It may not have been accomplished exactly what we wanted to accomplish it, it's the mechira and it's binding. The key in das mecha and machna koine. And the Republic would disagree, can't be enough mechir from Esna Zayin. So then there's a special din of quid pro quo. So maybe my das can be koivei Esna Zayin. Doesn't mean my das is kavena. We make a chomemka. Make a chomemka is determined by Beis Din. And Rav would say no. Make a chomemka is determined. That's not. That's better. If you look at the Yad, you look at the Ramban, the Shita, that's what he says, and that's Machan Ephraim's Yesh. The third malach is that Komlei mid Rabba Minei. Is only pattering up in Chiyuve Nezikin. But Kom Leiv Ramini does not unravel Chiyuve Mekuch Memka. That's a Chiddush of the Buddha of Gersa. That the Miri quotes from Miktsas, from Chachmei Tzarfasim. Good. So that's the Yisrael of the Sugya, right? These three Mahalchim. We want to go a step further. We could say that with Reb Chaim was Machadish, that Kom Leiv Rabba Minei, when it comes to Chiyuvei Nisa, is Oiker the Din. So that would fit in only according to the Me'iri and the Ramah, without the Repentosis. So this Ha'ar Rav Chaim is probably Machlokes Rishonim. Right, with the Kol Ramine Legam Dechi of Misa. Is it Oike Dechi of altogether? So according to the Me'iri and the Chachmei Tzarfasim in the Me'iri and the Ramah, so they would say, yeah. Like you're all together, but in Nekach Lamekar, that's not this point. Or it's only Oikir and Chiv Tashvut and Chiv Nezikin. It's not Oikir anything when it comes to Nekach Lamekar. Okay? So we still have to finish off, Mr. Shem, tomorrow we'll finish off with now what is Yoitz and Ikan amongst the Sifra Achorim? Alright? Now, listen, the first day we set up the sugi from Rav. The second day we machlokes Rashi Tosfos. What is the pratim here? Today we learned pshat in the sugi according to the three mahalchim that we have. And now there are, for example, the Machan Ephraim's chiddush as Yetzim b'sugi that we discussed today. But there is the Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha of how do we square this sugya with the sugya in Sanhedrin with the Machlokes Rav and Rav. Alright, so I want to discuss that a little bit, the Kivegi a little bit, and that'll be the main thing. How to square this with the Rav and Rav and Hanayim Beis. Today we'll make a few more hours on the Ksais and the. But in terms of the. With the Achronim are deriving from here, so the tremendous things. The Achronim derives the Yisoy in Nekuchavemka from the Sugya. And the Ksais derives the Yisoy. Whether when the Zahir Zini Shemayim is there anything at all that is actionable on the day based in Shalmata? But if it's Zahir Zini Shemayim and it's in the Siva, I have to remember what it seems much later to one. It's arguing with this Zahir, so that will discuss tomorrow a little bit. So it's very important, so you'll got me these Yisraelis. Okay.
Tomorrow.
So tomorrow's in the following, because let's make it a lunch shear, right? That way it won't impact any morning seder. So we'll have say 12. When is the 1 o'clock? Is the smicha? So let's say 12:15. So whatever you can have of the okay, and then we'll do chazanish at 1 o'clock. Okay.